RadioMD. RadioMD.com.
Decade after decade, he informs, educates, and spreads the word on good health. It's time for the Power of Health. Here's Dr. Jeffrey Burke.
Thank you, and welcome to the Power of Health radio show. Interestingly enough, today we are all in search of having beautiful skin. I mean, let's face it, we want to put our best face forward. And we'll try just about everything to get the best looking face and the best looking skin we possibly have. And we'll also try just about everything for that topical benefit. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm a huge believer in addressing our skin's health from the outside, but where many of us miss the point is forgetting to address the skin from the inside out. And this is where a lot of the major changes can occur. With me today is Natasha Trenev, worldwide expert in probiotic health and founder of the American Probiotic Industry, and Dr. Jaggi Rao. Jaggi Rao is a double board certified dermatologist in Canada and the United States and a certified cosmetic surgeon. Dr. Rao is the founder and medical director of a comprehensive dermatology and dermasurgery center in the heart of Edmonton, Alberta. He has developed several treatment protocols and techniques which have been adopted by other healthcare professionals. He's the founder and the medical director of Consult Derm, Canada's largest teledermatology program, which provides remote dermatology assistance for patients with skin-related problems. I want to thank both of them for being with me today, both Natasha and Jaggi. Natasha, you know, it is interesting. We all want to have healthy skin, but our skin starts on the inside. No matter what we do topically, we have to get the inside in balance first.
Oh, Jeffrey, you couldn't have spoken truer words. As we say in this industry, that everything begins with the digestive system, not just our immune health, our mental health, but even the beauty of our skin. And we talked about topical applications. Yes, they can affect up to 15 to 20% of the appearance of our skin from the outside by applying creams and washes and whatever. But believe it or not, the beauty of your skin is reflected from what's going on in the inside. And I can always tell by looking at someone what the state of their gut health is by the beauty of their skin. And we should all be measuring that, because the skin is the way the body not only is protected from the outside microbes getting in, but is a way to measure what's going on in the inside in our digestive health.
You know, interestingly enough, skin is actually an epidemic problem today. I mean, I remember growing up when acne and all of these things were things that affected only people when they're older, and acne was only an adolescent thing. But today, eczema, psoriasis, even acne, adult acne, is now everywhere. When we look at our skin, it's just something we don't mentally connect to the inside of our gut and digestion system. I don't think we mentally connect that they are actually integral to each other.
You know, that's the problem in Western medicine. I think that we are best suited to take care of emergency situations, or what I call giving critical care. But we are still lagging behind. And I have been teaching this for my entire life, for the last 45 years, that everything in our body, including the beauty of our skin, is connected to our digestive system. Now, let's just review for those of us, and so learn what the digestive system does for us. It makes us feel good. It makes us perform well and avoid illness. A poor gut health can impair the immune system, disrupt the nervous system, and even upset our hormonal imbalance, which will have an effect on the beauty of the skin. So let's get to the bottom of this whole issue, that the health of the gut lining is especially important in the prevention of disease and improvement of overall well-being, and especially the beauty of our skin.
Now, let me ask you something. I'm perplexed here. I'm thinking to myself about the gut and our gut health and all the other things that we need to be focusing on. But doesn't this also connect with the internal ecosystem? You know, finding that balance in our gut, because without that inner balance, and it's not just about, you know, a better digestive system, it's about having this balance. And, you know, of course, we always stress the healthy trinity. We talk about that all the time with good health and good diet and exercise and probiotics. But how does the internal ecosystem, how do we find balance? Because it's reflected in our skin.
Well, yes, the balance is much more difficult to find today than ever before, because unfortunately, as we all will have it, we have a profusion of what I call junk probiotic foods on the market that seem to make people think that, you know, by consuming this product full of sugar and simple carbohydrates and chemical additives will be improving the ecosystem, which contains about 100 trillion microbes that line our 27 feet of GI tract from our mouth to the other end. And this ecosystem is responsible for the health of every action in our body. And unfortunately, in westernized countries, even children who are born vaginally and breastfed have lost the important baby bacteria, which seems to have disappeared around the 1970s, and nobody seems to be talking about it. So we keep talking about what this microbiome, which is the sum of all the genetic material of the 100 trillion bacteria that form this ecosystem, is responsible for, but we don't understand what we've done in the last 40 to 50 years to ruin this ecosystem. And now we think that by putting on Band-Aids like consuming what I call junk probiotic foods can return this very complex and delicate ecosystem into a beneficial balance. And let's not forget the abuse of antibiotics for the last 60 years. So all in all, this is what contributes to our ill health and especially the beauty of our skin.
You know, and this makes good sense because, you know, I think a lot of us realize that, you know, we put creams and lotions and all these things on our skin. And I'm an advocate, you know, make sure it's taking care of that outer layer of skin, which is really, really important. But I think we just have to make that brain connection that this outer layer of skin started out on the inside of the body. And if it was healthier on the inside, as it worked its way up to become the outermost layer of our skin, it would be healthier than what it is today. We put this wonderful cream and lotion on our skin, and then those skin cells eventually just kind of slough off, and what's underneath is coming from the inside, and that must be healthier down to the core, down to the gut, down to the root of our body. Otherwise, what keeps coming out to the outermost layer, the visible layer, the layer that we see in the mirror and we feel all the time, it's got to be healthy from the inside, or we're never, ever going to be able to have a good, healthy skin.
Well, most skin problems like psoriasis, eczema, acne, or inflammatory conditions, and we know that that's caused by the overactivity of our immune cells trying to protect our body. And if we don't have the right beneficial bacteria, I think the word probiotics is thrown around very casually today. But it's really, you want your real strong warriors, the beneficial bacteria who can produce substances to effectively compete with this bad bacteria so it doesn't get a parking space on your intestinal wall to cause this damage. And this competition for those parking spaces on your intestinal wall is going on at a crazy speed. In other words, it's the most bizarre science fiction you could ever think of, but it's actually reality. We just are not familiar with it. And we are, you know, going along daily consuming our highly processed diet, which we are refusing to change. We're taking antibiotics way too frequently. We have antibiotics even in our food supply that we have not been able to reduce or eliminate. So as a consequence, our internal ecosystem is completely disrupted. Mm-hmm. And not only does it affect how we think, how we feel, our mood, and you know the fact that we are engaging in daily activities that causes tremendous stress. And this stress, believe it or not, affects the number of beneficial bacteria in your gut and can also hinder the production of enzymes and the absorption of nutrients, reducing oxygen levels and blood flow. Plus, it alters your brain-gut connection via the vagus nerve.
Which is
so
true.
You can just imagine what this impact of functioning of your entire GI tract, including your gut flora, has on the beauty of your skin.
This is Dr. Jeffrey Burke, and this is The Power of Health on Radio MD. For more information on this segment and all of my segments, visit my show page at RadioMD.com. Thanks for listening.